The U.S. Justice Department has been asked to investigate with an eye toward prosecuting Americans who are reporting on medical interventions that, in the name of providing so-called gender-affirming care, result in the mutilation and sterilization of healthy children. These practices are not confined to fringe medical clinics. Some of the reports confirm that minor teens and even children are getting mastectomies, hysterectomies, and sometimes vaginoplasty and phalloplasty at Boston Children's Hospital for Gender Surgery, Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., Seattle Children's Hospital, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and at hospitals associated with prestigious universities like Vanderbilt and University of Oklahoma. Three major medical organizations are asking the Justice Department to, quote, investigate the organizations, individuals, and entities provoking and carrying out bomb threats and threats of personal violence at medical facilities. Provoking is a loaded word. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Children's Hospital Association sent the DOJ a letter describing an intentional campaign of disinformation carried out by those posting the results of their investigations, exposing these barbarities against children. Not wanting such a request to dangle too long before Attorney General Merrick Garland, several U.S. senators sent him a letter comparing the three medical organizations' request to one sent to him last year by the National School Board Association, asking him to target concerned parents. In their letter, Senators Ted Cruz, Roger Marshall, Mike Lee, Marsha Blackburn, and Ron Johnson wrote, "The federal government has no place in quashing or criminalizing civic discourse. The issue of how best to treat minors struggling with their gender dysphoria is the subject of ongoing and emotional debate, which Americans have a protected First Amendment right to fully engage in. Mr. Attorney General, don't even think about complying with this request to again weaponize the DOJ." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.